When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
Well, I'm Maya Metcalf and Freddie coming in for Greeny on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, as well as TuneIn, presented by Progressive Insurance. Save on commercial auto insurance from Progressive. Get a fast quote at ProgressiveCommercial.com. That is ProgressiveCommercial.com. You're 15 minutes away from hearing about the Los Angeles Lakers new coach. Put a big old button next to that new dude. That comes your way in about 15 minutes. And Maya Metcalf, you made this point before we got started today, when it comes to Jason Tatum, who has gone, in my opinion, from star to superstar, what he's been able to do in this playoff run, you say even more than ever before, the clock really starts ticking when it comes to him.
Yeah, he's no longer young Jason Tatum anymore. You know, he's not the guy that we were watching sort of rise to this point, and you appreciate his growth. Now it's, can you win championships, and how many can you win? I mean, Jason Tatum's going to have to call someone like a Patrick Mahomes or a Russell Wilson or, you know, other young stars around him who face that pressure. Mm-hmm. Because now that he's there, yeah, it's an amazing accomplishment. But now the pressure and the scrutiny and the criticism are going to be intensified, because the expectation will be, hey, you're a young guy who got here at 24 years old. Get there at 25, 26, 27. You should be winning multiple championships. Fair or not fair, the real pressure is coming for Jason Tatum. We just appreciated him up until this point, Freddie. Mm-hmm. Now it's judging him on how great he can be.
More than ever before, whether people want to hear this or not, sports are a second-by-second entity. I don't care what it is. It could be NFL, MLB, NHL, definitely in the NBA more than ever before. You could be near that top, because last year, the Phoenix Suns win the NBA Finals. Had a 2-0 lead and said NBA Finals. Didn't scratch another game. Then they go out there and win 60-plus games in the regular season. And people say, man, the West is going to be tough. But, man, that Phoenix team, they learned from last year. Didn't even get out of the second round and got the blood beaten out of them by the Dallas Mavericks in Game 7 of the Western Conference semifinals. Yeah, you're right. It's not fair, but that's the landscape when it comes to sports. We talk about all the time, potential, potential, potential. We were talking about that, the Kansas City Chiefs. They win that Super Bowl, that comeback win against San Francisco 49ers. The narrative was the beginning of something special. Patrick Mahomes and Kansas City may not get another championship because everybody is coming for that number one spot. Jason Tatum, as great as he has been in this playoff run, he's about to play in his first NBA Finals with that extra pressure, playing a team that many people believe Boston will not beat when it comes to the Golden State Warriors, that many people believe Steph Curry's about to get number four when it comes to championships. If that clock is going to start ticking for Jason Tatum, the sands of that hourglass can run out a lot quicker with sports being a second-by-second entity more than ever before.
Yeah, and sort of all of a sudden, the guys that were just sort of young and likable and, wow, to see a young Patrick Mahomes, a young Russell Wilson do what they do, all of a sudden, now there's disappointment. Hey, Russell, why don't you have more than one ring? Hey, Mahomes, I thought you were going to win three or four in a row. Like, that's what happens to a young Jason Tatum. So, you know, we're having this superstar conversation. Is he a superstar or not? Let's be clear. If we're going to call him that, he's going to get the scrutiny attached to that. Mm-hmm. And when it appears that he fails in the playoffs and he doesn't lead his team to this position, we're going to judge him in that manner. So that's the backlash of being called a superstar, I believe. And he's going to have to deal with that now that he's led this team to the finals.
Well, they know about toughest route, because that's what has happened with Boston. They sweep Brooklyn in four, but that was not an easy four-game series. They win Game 7 versus Milwaukee. They win Game 7 last night. Even Jason Tatum, the Celtics, clearly understands how tough this route has been just to get to the NBA Finals.
It feels great, honestly. You know, some of those guys been in Eastern Conference Finals four times, my third time. And, you know, obviously we know we want to win a championship, right? But, you know, to get over this hump in the fashion that we did it, obviously we took the toughest route possible. And then to win a Game 7 and go to the championship on the road, it's special.
Dan Peterson, Myron hit us on Twitter, Coleman ESPN at a Metcalf by ESPN. He says the C's have to get it done. they got over the hump to get into the finals and have to get the last four wins. Damn, my brother, you make it sound so easy. You make it sound the Boston Celtics have finished the job because that Golden State Warriors team is not on the other side. If anybody has to get it done, it is the Golden State Warriors, because no matter what happened last night, I firmly believe that that team is not going to be beaten, Myron, four times in a seven-game series. With this Golden State team that 2 years ago had the worst record in the NBA of 15 wins, and people are throwing dirt on them, saying, yeah, that's it. Steph's going to want to leave. Klay's not going to want to stay. Draymond is too fat. Steve Kerr is too overrated. So many people are throwing dirt on them. 2 years later, all of a sudden people are talking about no longer does the clock seem to be ticking. Yeah. When it comes to the Golden State Warriors and being at the end of that run, and that run is not going to come back.
Yeah, and I mean, it's amazing what they've done and what they've achieved, but I think all the pressure's on them now, especially on Steph Curry. I mean, Tatum leading Boston to here, there's a certain level of sort of adoration that comes with that. People go, wow, you did it. You pulled it off. Win or lose, it feels like Tatum's going to have other opportunities, right? Mm-hmm. That's the expectation.
Right.
But if you're Steph Curry, you're playing for number four. You talk about four championships, that's a whole different category. That's Shaquille O'Neal and LeBron James, and that's one away from Magic and Kobe and guys like that.
Right.
So, you know, that's a whole different category when we're judging NBA talent, all-time greats. Steph Curry, to me, is playing for his position in the all-time conversation. You get number four, it changes things. And if Boston goes down 0-4, right, I don't think anyone says, oh, man, that Boston team's terrible, because people already feel like they've overachieved to this point to get to this position. Golden State losing, that would follow Steph Curry and the Warriors, I think, for a long time.
And it's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Freddie Cohen and Myron Metcalf filling in for Greeny on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, as well as TuneIn. If anything, with these two teams in the NBA Finals, and we talk about pressure, whether the clock is ticking, and I agree with you, when it comes to Jason Tatum, based on the way things are in 21st century entertainment and 21st century sports, people want what they want yesterday, more than just today, more than just later on, more than just tomorrow. But more than ever before now, because you have these two teams in the NBA Finals, Celtics finally getting there, Golden State getting back there. I can't even imagine the kind of pressure it puts on a Brooklyn Nets team with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, a Phoenix Suns team with Chris Paul. We don't know how many years he has left. And Devin Booker. Even in Dallas with Luka Doncic. Because I'm thinking, if I'm Dallas, we got to find a guy to go with Luka Doncic. If I'm Miami, we got to find a guy to go with Jimmy Butler. So that pressure is definitely there with Boston and Golden State. But that pressure is going to have tentacles going to so many other teams to make sure we don't get Celtics, Golden State, part two, part three, part four.
Yeah. No, and I think you look at the way everything kind of worked out. If you're Boston, you were game seven two times in a row, you know, two series in a row. It could have gone a different way. I think the East will be even tougher next year than Golden State. Mm-hmm. In the West, to your point, I mean, those young teams you mentioned, your Lucas, your John Morant, those teams are coming. I just think it's remarkable that Golden State did this, to your point, when everybody thought it was over.
Yeah.
Especially after losing Kevin Durant. That, to me, is the real street cred that Golden State's going to get here. Mm-hmm. There's no Kevin Durant. So for all the people who said Steph only has three because of KD, he gets number four. All of that goes away. That's like D-Wade winning one before LeBron James got there, mm-hmm, which only enhanced his legacy. So doing this without Kevin Durant, that's going to be a part of this storyline for Golden State that we should be talking more about.
If they win a championship, if Golden State is able to win another one, because you're right, they did win one before Kevin Durant got there. They almost had a chance to win another one, having a 3-1 series lead against the Cleveland Cavaliers. Then Draymond Green got loose with his foot. LeBron complained about it. David Stern, the NBA, bought into it. And the next thing you know, Cleveland, this land, this is for you. And they win that championship. If they're able to do this again, I wonder how much remorse that Kevin Durant's going to have, because he left the Four Horsemen. It was him, yeah, Klay, Steph, and Draymond. They weren't pushing him away. He decided to hitch his wagon to a guy like Kyrie Irving. And if that doesn't work out in Brooklyn, if that collapses in Brooklyn, I wonder how much he may look back and say, man, boy, did I mess that up when it comes to me and my legacy of being a championship player.
I think he'll look at that, but I also think he'll realize maybe how good he had it. You know?
Yeah.
Like, who wants to do this alone? Who wants to do this alone? And I think that's what Kevin Durant realized this season. James Harden wasn't there. Uh-huh. Kyrie literally wasn't there. But this is what he wanted. Whereas Steph Curry, knows he needs Klay, and he knows he needs Draymond. And guess what? He needs young Jordan Poole and some of those other guys who stepped up. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with getting help. And I think that's why he's in this position, and Kevin Durant is in sort of this weird place where we don't know what's next for him.
That's for our Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Don't forget about the NBA playoffs and ESPN Radio. Game one of the NBA Finals Thursday night in San Francisco as Golden State hosts Boston. Coverage begins at 8:30 Eastern time on most ESPN radio stations and 9 o'clock Eastern time on ABC. Myron Metcalf and Freddie Coleman in for Greeny here on ESPN Radio. We're going to get to what you have to say about Major League Baseball and why they're having problems when it's supposed to be their time. We'll take a look at your tweets at Coleman ESPN and at Metcalf by ESPN, and your phone calls as well at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And then we'll get into the Los Angeles Lakers new coach. But there's a big old but next to that. That's next on ESPN Radio.
Greeny, the podcast.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Greeny today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Greeny, GREENY.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
He's Myron Metcalf and Freddie Coleman in for Greeny on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, as well as TuneIn. 5 minutes away, give or take a lie or two, from the Lakers' new coach, but, and that word is very important when it comes to Darvin Ham taking over, that comes to me in about 5 minutes. Plenty of people weighed in about a conversation we had about 20 minutes ago about the conundrum Major League Baseball when it's supposed to be their time and why they don't have that kind of relevancy when it comes to where it used to be. Patrick in California was the weigh-in on that at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Patrick, what you got?
Hey, Freddie. Hey, Myron. Thanks for the honor. Freddie, it's always I feel like we won the lotto when we get you in the morning.
Oh, appreciate it. Appreciate it, my friend. Thank you.
I'll try to be quick. It's kind of like a three-pronged thing. I think there's more fans now that know the faces and players on the U.S. men's national team for the soccer than some of the biggest stars in baseball. More people know Christian Pulisic than they do Mike Trout. And I think with baseball, the problem is when you have 160 games, how do you make them all important if it's not a rivalry, Dodgers, Giants, Yankees, Mets, and if you're not in the World Series, one of two teams? And I look at soccer as the model is they have all these tournaments that are important that can give you something. And if baseball doesn't want to sacrifice games and innings, maybe break the season into thirds. You know, those first 40 games, you win, you go to this tier, this gives you this better chance. Or you go down, you play these teams, and vice versa, to kind of give fans something to get excited for, make it important, make it last, not just one big game a year or going to, you know, get drunk and watch your rival play and hope no one gets in a fight around you. And I think the other thing is embrace the international aspect of baseball. Like, why aren't we seeing U.S. versus Japan three times a year or the Dominican? Mm-hmm. You know, there's so many things that baseball has going for them that they don't embrace to make special. And I think that is the issue. They're dying on their laurels of, you know what, This is going to get you through it. This is going to be exciting.
Yeah, I appreciate the call. I think, yeah, baseball is suffering from its arrogance, right? I think the idea
like you
that
said, yeah.
you don't have to change is the great challenge. To his point, people are embracing soccer. I'm watching Freddie. Mm-hmm. People who didn't talk about Formula One racing mm-hmm. 6 months ago
are talking about
who
it
are
now.
Suddenly yeah. all in. Don't tell me you can't grow sports in this country because we're watching so many other examples of it. Baseball just doesn't want to make the changes. I'm a good example, Freddie. I'm in Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. Three girls. We should be Minnesota Twins season ticket holders. Like, that should be a sport that we go to all summer. I'm not.
Right.
Because right now, it doesn't have that appeal for me. So that baseball should be focusing on people like me who go, yeah, I'd love to attend some games, but you might have to change the game to entice me. You might have to make it a little more interesting, and baseball doesn't seem to care.
Heywood W underscore TM agrees with your mind. He said on Twitter, Coleman ESPN and Metcalf by ESPN, Major League Baseball has made themselves a regional sport. Plus, they don't have the star that has that crossover appeal like Steph Curry, Russell Wilson, Patrick Mahomes, LeBron James. You look at a Michael Schumacher, and I saw this picture the other yesterday where he's at the F1 race, the Formula One race, and guess who's standing next to him taking a picture? LeBron James.
Yeah.
When you got a crossover star that says, hey, I want to be where Michael Schumacher is at, or I want to be where those guys are in F1 in Monaco. We're not yep. talking about F1 in Miami, yep. which was tremendous not too long ago. LeBron made a point to go to Monaco. He's not in the NBA Finals, so what else is he going to do? But he made a point to go to Monaco, and he's hanging out with Lewis Hamilton and Schumacher and all those guys, and he put it out on social media. Social media, more than ever before, you got to make social media work for you, and yep. Major League Baseball does a pretty good job with social media, but not enough to promote their stars, no. not enough to mic up their stars. You got enough personalities there. But if you don't make them crossover appeal like, then you get what Heywood W-TM said. There's too much of a regionalization going on in Major League Baseball, and right now they don't seem to care about getting past that whole situation.
They don't, and you bring up a great comparison for F1, Freddie. Think about how cool those guys are.
They look cool,
when baseball players were cool. Derek Jeter was cool, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, those guys were cool. That was the perception of baseball players 20 years ago. You don't have as much of that. And I think that's what F1 is capitalizing on. Baseball's got to figure out a way to make sure that we think these guys are cool
right.
the way we once did.
Yeah, two cool teams play later on today. If you are interested, you should be. The Cardinals will host the San Diego Padres. Best baseball city in the world, St. Louis. That coverage begins at 1:30 Eastern time on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Maya Metcalf and Freddie Coleman in for Greeny on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. Sirius XM Channel 80, as well as TuneIn. So the Los Angeles Lakers, they still have a cool effect to them. Even when they stink, they still have a cool effect because people want to know what's going on with the future of this organization. Well, they move on from Frank Vogel. They bring in Darvin Ham, former assistant with the Milwaukee Bucks, played in the NBA for more than a minute. As a matter of fact, Myron, when he got the job on Friday night, there were so many pictures of him when he was guarding LeBron James when LeBron James first got to the league. Yeah. And now he's going to be coaching a guy that's still in the NBA when it comes to LeBron James. Dave McMiniman, ESPN NBA reporter, talked about how influential – this decision was made that involved LeBron James and Anthony Davis.
It's a stakeholder situation. That's the way Rob Pelinka describes things in Los Angeles. So certainly he seeks the input of the most important players on his roster, whether that be directly through conversations with Anthony Davis and LeBron James, or whether that be in conversations with Rich Paul, the agent who represents both of them. But obviously, we know going back a couple of years back where Tyronn Lue was the clear choice, the clear front runner, the clear person that LeBron James wanted to coach him in Los Angeles, and the Lakers didn't hire him. And so this is a process that LeBron's voice is listened to, Anthony Davis' voice is listened to.
But I wonder how much of that voice was listened to the point where it seems to me, Myron, that they decide on Darvin Ham, and they let LeBron Anthony Davis know, we appreciate your input, but that's the guy we're going with, and now you two guys better make it work with him.
Which is the way it should be. You don't want your players being your front office execs. LeBron shouldn't be anybody's GM. So you got to make that move regardless, I think, of what he thinks.
Yeah, and put it this way, Darvin Ham, he's a guy who's a no-nonsense kind of guy.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that there's not going to be a lot of nonsense with the Lakers in 2022 and 2023. There is no nonsense when it comes to two things involving Jimmy Butler, the shot he took, and is he a superstar? That's next on Greeny and ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and Sirius XM Channel 80 after this from Straight Talk Wireless. Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good, really good. Actually, it feels great, and you should try it. Cut your bill by switching to Straight Talk Wireless, now offering $45 silver unlimited plans with 5 gigabytes of hotspot and nationwide 5G on America's largest, most dependable networks. The $45 silver unlimited plan from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. A month equals 30 days. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. 5G cable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary.
Greeny, the podcast.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Remember the first time you discovered something amazing? What if that could happen to you with your job? Well, ZipRecruiter works like your personal recruiter to help you find new jobs or discover new opportunities that are the right fit for you. Sign up for free at ZipRecruiter.com. Freddie Coleman, that's me. Myron Metcalf, that's him. And for Greeny on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, as well as TuneIn. Phone number is always there for you to hang out with us at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We're going to get to and debate the shot and also debate if Jimmy Butler is a superstar now or that comes your way in about 10 minutes here, right here on Greeny on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, as well as TuneIn. But the NFL season, there's never an off season when it comes to the National Football League. No matter when the play happens or when the play does not happen, there's always storylines. And Lord knows in the offseason, we have plenty of those storylines that kept everybody company. Let's bring in Sam Acho, ESPN NFL analyst, has a new book out called Let the World See You. In other words, he's a very smart man. He's a very intelligent man. He knows exactly how to make that work, and he joins us here on Greeny and ESPN Radio. Sam, before we get to the NFL offseason story, especially when it comes to Lamar Jackson and the quarterback position, did Jimmy Butler make the right move taking the 3 last night, or should he have gone for the 2?
Man, hindsight's 20/20. So I'm watching that game, and I was happy, right? Al Horford's backing off. If he makes it, it's a win. He didn't make it, and so hindsight, it's the wrong decision. But if I'm Jimmy Butler, if I'm anybody on the Heat, I'm letting my star player take that shot to seal the game to get the win. And so I like the shot, although we missed it. I'm not one of these guys that, you know, because he missed, now all of a sudden it's a bad shot. Was it the wrong decision? I mean, you could be the judge, but I liked the shot. He was going for the dagger.
Sam, speaking of decisions, is Lamar Jackson making the right decision negotiating what could be a record-breaking deal with the Ravens with just him and his mom and no agent?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. The thing about the NFL is a lot of what you see with contracts, whether they're rookie contracts or veteran contracts, a lot of it is slotted. And so you know what you're going to get based off what the guy before you got, right? Aaron Rodgers got more than the guy before him, Josh Allen, all these guys. You know what you're going to get, number one. Number two, a lot of times agents, what they'll do is they'll be a buffer for the player. And so an agent, you know, they'll be the one to take the bad news. Hey, you're not good enough, or they're not going to pay you, whatever, from the player. Lamar doesn't need that, right? Like, it's not worth 3% or 2% or whatever percentage of however much he's going to get that information. And then lastly, I think it's good to wait. I really do. Because the longer he waits, the higher his price goes, the higher his price will go. Right now, the minimum is, call it a Deshaun Watson type contract, that fully guaranteed, call it that $50 million a year, like Aaron Rodgers is getting. That's what he is in line for. And so for me, I think it's 100% the right decision, him, number one, negotiating by himself, and number two, waiting to letting other guys get paid first before he gets his money.
Hit him on Twitter at TheSamAcho. Does a great job as an ESPN NFL analyst. Sam Acho joining us here on Greeny and ESPN Radio with Myron Metcalf and Freddie Coleman. His new book is out, Let the World See You, How to Be Real in a World Full of Fakes. When it comes to keeping it real and not being fake, what is going to happen with the Baker Mayfield situation in the Cleveland Browns?
Man, that's a great question, Freddie. I do think it'll resolve itself. I do think that you know, Baker Mayfield is a starting quarterback in the NFL, and there are certain teams that, whether they realize it now or they'll realize it later, they're going to need a starting quarterback on their team.
Sure.
Winning matters. Winning matters. And so no matter who you, quote-unquote, believe in right now, whether you're in Seattle, you believe in who you got, or Carolina, you believe in, winning matters. And so once these teams start to realize, man, we need a guy who can win, a guy who has experience, they're probably going to go and check out Baker Mayfield. And so I think it's going to get itself worked out. I have no issues. You know, some people are saying he should reduce his contract or reduce his guarantee. No, he shouldn't. Get all your guaranteed money. Don't take a pay cut. It'll work itself out.
Feels like every Tyreek Hill press conference, he's asked about Tua and whether or not he's good enough. How much of this preseason scrutiny of Tua is fair?
I don't think any of it is. I mean, like, the thing, because the only reason is that the scrutiny is going to go on until he, quote, proves himself. But in all reality, last year he did play behind a bad offensive line, a poor offensive line. So you might say, well, it was a run RPO-based offense. He completed a larger percentage of his passes, but they were all short passes. Well, he didn't have a lot of time to throw it. You know what I mean? And so now that he has Tyreek Hill to go along with Mike Gesicki and Jaylen Waddle, now you can be able to really be a better judge of what kind of quarterback Tua is going to be. You can't judge things based off of an off-season practice or or a throw that you saw on social media, right? Quarterbacks throw hundreds of throws a day. So you see one throw that doesn't look good on social media, you can't judge a quarterback based on that. In the same way, you can't judge a quarterback based off of one amazing throw, right? Everybody gets lucky once in a while. And so I don't believe it's fair, but I believe it's going to happen just based off the fact that we haven't seen Tua get over that hump that we hope to see with quarterbacks.
Sam Acho, ESPN NFL analyst on Green and ESPN Radio. Thanks to Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs for protection on the road and on the water. See how much you can save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Here's something else regarding what you just said when it comes to Tua. If you believe he's the guy, you're going to do everything you can to make sure that there are no bumps that are going to be put out there that he won't have to deal with. So if you're this organization, Sam, why would you allow a Twitter video from your Twitter handle be put out that showed everybody how Tua Tagovailoa can't get the ball downfield to Tyreek Hill and have to deal with that nonsense?
That was just, I mean, so social media users don't always know football. You know what I'm saying? Like, just let it be known. Public service announcement. Just because you're on Twitter doesn't mean you know about football or know about really anything. So the person saw a video, it was a wobbly throw. All right, so be it. Now, was that the right video to put on there? No. Like, find a better video with a better throw. But the point is, you may not have to make throws like that when you got Tyreek and Jaylen Waddle, from just being honest, right?
Right.
Throw a screen, you'll get a touchdown. You know what I mean? Like, so I think the social media manager of the Miami Dolphins account probably is not a avid, you know, quarterback guru or football scout.
Very true. Sam, I'm curious, how are we supposed to talk about Deshaun Watson this season? How do you think people will talk about him with all of the off-the-field drama going on with him?
Man, this is a great, great, great question. What I've seen is that before the drama, all the media was talking about, mm-hmm. all that we were talking about was Deshaun Watson, how great he is, top five quarterback. And then the allegations came about. And all of a sudden there was crickets. It was almost like you couldn't say the word or say the name Deshaun Watson. And then he got signed. And it was like, do we talk about it? Do we not? Because if you think about it just from a pure football perspective, this dude's still a top five quarterback in the NFL, statistically otherwise, right? Youth, all of it. So from a pure football perspective, you say, wow, this guy's elite. But then there's another side of, okay, morally, is he wrong in his actions? And if so, how do I talk about it? I think Cleveland's going to be really, really good this year. I mean, they just signed back Clowney. Njoku got a new contract. Obviously, they've got guys like Newsom, right? Greg Newsom at DB. They're going to be good, whether people like it or not. But now the question is, how do you talk about it, right? If Deshaun Watson is suspended, now what happens, right? Now it's going back to Baker. Right? Maybe it's good that you have Baker in that situation. But if he's not, this team has talent. You got Amari Cooper. You just added Amari Cooper as well to your stable of running backs. I think the Browns are going to be good. It's just been interesting because it's almost as if no one knows if they should talk about it or not. You know what, Deshaun? Yeah. Yeah.
Well, he's a great follow on Twitter, @TheSamAcho. He does a great job as an ESPN NFL analyst, and his book is out, Let the World See You, How to Be Real in a World Full of Fakes. It's available on Amazon. He is The Sam Acho, joining Freddie Cohen and Myra Metcalf on Greeny on ESPN Radio. Keep it the great work, my friend. Enjoy the rest of the holiday as well, Sam.
Thanks so much, Freddie.
And by the way, he was here thanks to AutoZone, and the free AutoZone Fix Finder service can help troubleshoot the likely cause of your pesky check engine light for free and help you save time and money down the road. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Staying with that real quick, Myra, when it comes to Deshaun Watson, because I think the more and more there is not a resolution, the better it is for the NFL not to get involved, because they don't want to get involved. They don't want to suspend this guy. They don't want this guy missing any games, no matter what has gone on with the 22 accusations and now the three women that are suing him for those allegations about completely bad boy, beyond the pale conduct involving massages and everything else. I think the more and more that we don't have a resolution, the less and less the NFL has to get involved in making the decision how many games he is or is not going to play.
Fred, I think that would have been more true 20 years ago. I don't know as much today, because it's still the social media era, and like, the scrutiny is going to be there whether the NFL acts or not. The NFL has to ask itself, are you willing to put him out there and take the risk that more will come out here in the months ahead, the years ahead, that we don't know as these legal proceedings move forward? Are we going to learn things about Deshaun Watson that really change this whole narrative and conversation?
But sure.
I think they have to act, and I think they will, because I think they care a lot about perception in this situation.
Yeah, because they always talk about protecting the shield, and they have not had to worry about that for about since all this really has broken down. Yeah, he didn't play last year with the Houston Texans. If anything, that was more of a Houston Texans decision more than an NFL decision. They didn't have to get involved. But now, they're going, to your point, they're going to have to find a way to get involved with this, because they're all about protecting the shield. And more than ever before, you can't just allow players with allegations out there, especially when it comes to violence or misconduct against women, and think that that's going to fly. People already believe the NFL doesn't care about that anyway. The last thing you need is one of your big money players, one of your big primetime players, going to that organization, and you have that laissez-faire attitude that you've had before when it comes to the National Football League, especially you got plenty of women that want to be invested in football and follow football and support football, and you can't have this out there and you just put your hands up and say we're not going to do anything about it or make any kind of discipline situation about it.
Yeah, and that's why it's complicated, because this is going to be one of the faces of the league.
Yeah,
this is going to be starting quarterback for a big franchise. Let's be honest, Freddie. If he's a middle linebacker, he's not in the league.
Absolutely.
You know, if he's a punt returner, he's not in the league.
Sure.
So I mean, that to me is like some of the hypocrisy in all this. You know, the people are like, give Deshaun a chance. Well, I think a lot of people are saying that because of the position he plays, and that's what adds another layer to this for the NFL.
It's amazing how many people give you a lot more leeway when you can help their team or make your team a championship team, especially that position when it comes to quarterback. Myra Metcalf and Freddie Coleman on Greeny on ESPN Radio. Thanks to Nature Valley, that has helped restore access to 10,000 miles of national park trails and counting, because everyone deserves to experience what's out there, like your kids, and even their kids' kids. So head over to your local park trail to see for yourself. Nature Valley, life happens out there. Well, life is going to happen for the Boston Celtics going to the NBA Finals. But plenty of people talking about Jimmy Butler being about that life last night when he had a chance to maybe get a deuce. They're down 98-96 after the Celtics had a 13-point lead with less than 4 minutes to play. Jimmy Butler has the ball in his hands. Driving for that shot, he takes a three-point shot. And plenty of opinions about this. Many people believe, like Myra Metcalf, who said that Jimmy Butler should have gotten a better shot and not just settle for that three-point shot.
Yeah, I'm not in the bad shot debate, you know, because I can see if Al Horford is back at the free throw line, you're coming down the court, you take the three. I can see that, but it's not the best shot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jimmy Butler has been affecting this series, getting to the rim, you know, doing things as a playmaker, not as a shooter, you know, and I think that matters. To me, it's not just the situation, it's who's taking a shot. And if a guy who has never been a great three-point shooter,
mm-hmm.
I think he made 23% of his attempts in the regular season. He was better than that in the postseason, but I think you tie the game and you hope that Al Horford either fouls you, or, you know, Boston has to come out and try to find a way to win that game when they were in this collapse. So I think Jimmy had a chance for a better shot.
I don't question the shot. It didn't bother me, the shot that he took, in the flow, in the texture of the game. I will say this in terms of, I don't want to say adding to it, but maybe just adding to it. You know, you have become a dude when people are discussing that like that.
100%.
Jimmy Butler has gotten to a different level now. It's no longer just about can he carry a team to a championship. I think that conversation is sailed because we've seen that he does have the ability to do that. When you put up 47 points in 46 minutes, when you play every minute of a game seven at home and you play that effectively and you had the other team scared to death, even though, and you made this point, Myron, he's a 32% three-point shooter. He was 1-for-3 going in that three-point shot. And every Celtic that anybody talked to said, we were scared to death that that shot was going to go in because we've seen that guy make shots against us so far in this playoff run. That's when you know that you're becoming even more the dude. There are plenty of people out there that don't want Jimmy Butler to be the dude. There are plenty of people out there that didn't want the Miami Heat to get the NBA Finals for whatever reason. How many times we heard that we want teams that play together, they play tough, they play for each other, they have a very selfless, unselfish superstar. Well, you got a team like that in Miami, and you got a guy like that in Jimmy Butler, and plenty of people didn't want that team to win last night in Game 7 versus the Boston Celtics.
Yeah, I mean, Jimmy is the leader of the blue-collar all-stars in the NBA. I don't know if anyone's gotten more out of their talent. I mean, the guy was ranked like 137 or something as a junior college prospect. Wow. And then he makes his way to Marquette and now in the NBA. So the story's incredible. And I think Jimmy is certainly among the best players in the NBA. There's no question about that. And his stock has gone up after what he's done the last couple of years, but certainly after what he did in this series against the Boston Celtics. That said, it doesn't make him a superstar, right? I'm just not in this world, Freddie, where we have 38 superstars in the NBA. Like, we keep expanding lists every single year.
Yep.
And we want to add people who don't deserve it. And that's just ridiculous. There are maybe 6 or 7 guys in this league who are superstars. And Jimmy Butler isn't on that list. Jason Tatum isn't on that list. Maybe they will be in the future, but they're not there yet. And I think we got to be careful about elevating a guy into a stratosphere just because they've had an incredible performance during one playoff. LeBron's been doing this for 20 years almost. Steph Curry's been doing this for 14. You know, KD's been doing this for a long time. The guys to me who are real superstars have been doing this many, many times, and that's what you got to do to get that status.
There's no doubt LeBron, real superstar. KD, real superstar. Kyrie Irving, real superstar, right?
Not now.
Not now.
He is now.
Okay.
I think you can lose that status, right?
Okay.
Like, I don't think it's a lifetime status.
Right. So it can go year by year, in your opinion.
For some, yeah. I mean, Kyrie, I don't know if he's that right now. I don't think James Harden is that right now.
Well, no, James Harden's not that.
He's
superstar for first taking us because he keeps screwing up. There's no doubt about that. Joel Embiid is superstar. Yes or no?
I think he is.
Okay.
Because I think people view him as, you know, maybe the best or one of the two best at that position.
All right. Trae Young of Atlanta, superstar.
No. Trae Young is not.
Okay.
He's not.
He'll get there. John Morant, superstar.
John Morant will get there. He's not.
Luka Doncic, superstar or not?
He will get there. He's not yet.
I think Luka's a superstar.
I don't think so.
I think he is. I mean,
he hasn't won anything.
I get it with the one anything conversation. To me, rings shouldn't just determine if you're a superstar or not. But Luka's, he's gone past that stratosphere to me. I think he's a superstar.
But he's got to win a couple series first. I'm not even talking about championships. Like, he's got to do something beyond that.
He did win two.
True, yeah, but he's got to elevate his team to a different level. And Luka is, among those young guys, is as close to anybody as being that.
Okay.
But I think superstars reserved for a special class of players, and there just aren't that many in that club. If you tell me there are 20 guys, 30 guys who are superstars in the NBA, I'll say baloney. Okay. There just aren't. I don't know if Jokic is a superstar.
I know it's weird. Two-time MVP.
What has he done? What has he won?
I'm gonna put him in that superstar category. I'm not saying he's Giannis in a superstar category. I'll put Jokic more of a superstar category, for example, than a guy like Devin Booker. And I love Devin Booker of Phoenix.
Yeah, Booker and a superstar. And here's my thing about Giannis, because you bring up a great point. Think about what Giannis had to do to get that. Giannis was a really good player, and no one cared. And then he won MVP, and then he won a title. And only then did people say, okay, we're going to put that guy in that category of superstar. Like, if that's what it took for Giannis to do it, why are we just handing this out to anybody who wants one, right?
Because the minute you are celebrated, people think you can just go past the level and be a superstar.
Yeah, and it's unfair. It's not only, to me, unfair to the people who really belong in that group, the LeBrons and KDs and Steph Curry. It's unfair to these players who are now facing a certain scrutiny that comes with that title. You know, let Trae Young become that superstar. He's on his way. Let Luka become that and John Morant become that. They're on their way. But don't call everybody a superstar. Jimmy Butler's not a superstar. And neither is Jason Tatum, but they could get there.
The road to the rematch is on, not with the NBA Finals, but bantamweight champ Julianna Pena and former champ Amanda Nunes go head-to-head as coaches on the historic 30th season of The Ultimate Fighter. Stream the series now exclusively on ESPN+. Sign up now at ESPNplus.com. That is ESPNplus.com. So Green and ESPN Radio ends now, but we don't end because we're going to be on Bart and Hahn before Major League Baseball involving the Padres and the Cardinals. Don't try to figure this out. Just say that Meyer Metcalf and Freddie Coleman are going to be here next. So keep it here on ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the Podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio and see it with the video on ESPN Plus. Also catch Greeny on Get Up weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN and also available wherever you get your podcast.